So many times I get asked, what are some of your most memorable experiences? And there's so many that I couldn't possibly list them off in one podcast, but definitely one that I want to focus on that sticks out to me probably doesn't mean anything to anyone else. So, but it definitely was at the start of my career in Vegas. I moved into Vegas in 2010. I was there to open a celebrity jeweler, Jason of Beverly Hills, who, you know, Jason is a friend of mine, and he had offered me this position for 6 months before, actually, and I said no initially. And I was in a situation where I was, before working with Jason, that I was, you know, trying to work on a concept of bringing an American athlete to Australia to play Aussie rules football. I went to Australia. It was a great experience, but it wasn't for me. And I still wanted to, I'd been in the watch industry my whole life, but I wanted to sort of get out of it just to see what else is out there, you know? And through that, I did the Australian football thing. And then when I came back, I needed to sort of get out of that situation. So I went back to Jason and I asked him, I said, hey, is that position still available? And he said, I thought you'd never ask. And, he basically didn't really say much. He's like, I'm opening a store at the Cosmopolitan Hotel, which at that time was the hotel that everybody was anticipating opening. Nothing like that had ever opened in Las Vegas before. And I'll admit, I was definitely terrified. I have a weakness for gambling, and I had a weakness for strip clubs and all the other things that Vegas has to offer. At that time, my sister moved me up because she lived in LA, and it was, you know, I was kind of like, okay, like I'm doing this for real. Like, what have I agreed to? So I opened the store, and you know, I found out what it was. I had never opened a store on my own before. I've had a lot of retail experience, but I've never been a manager or opened a store or I've had any of those responsibilities. So for me, this was like a different kind of learning experience that I'd always shied away from because I never thought that I would actually be good at it. And so I like set up the POS system. I was responsible for the inventory, responsible for hiring and firing and making sure that everything looked good and all the things that, you know, making sure people are, I mean, this was like, originally I was only hired for 3 or 4 months and then I would hire a GM that would take over. But since I had made a move from California to Nevada, you know, 3 months was really nothing. So I in any event, in the first 3 months, Jason and I developed, well, it was really Jason's idea and I kind of, you know, put a spotlight on it, especially with Jason. Jason's a very creative person. He's very open and he's very willing to try new things. And I said, let's take this concept all the way. The whole idea came about because when you entered the Cosmopolitan Hotel, and I think if you were one of the owners of the business or a VIP, they gave you a guitar string bracelet. These were like bracelets made out of recycled guitar strings. And they came in different colors and to signify if you were important or not important or the level of importance you were. And through that, we developed, you know, putting things on either end of those guitar string bracelets so that you would have like maybe a microphone, or you could have lightning bolts, which I loved, or you could have dice, or you could have, the list goes on and on. And Jason, to his credit, was so open to it. We called it the G-String Collection. And at that time, the Strokes, this is 2011 now, they were playing, I think it was sometime in March or April. And I was so new still. I had just moved up and, you know, I think December 10th is when the store officially opened. And I was there at the end of November. So I barely had enough time to staff it, to open it, to, you know, inventory it and all that stuff. Plus just getting used to the idea of being a manager or a general manager of a store. That was kind of daunting because I'd never done it before. I made friends with everybody at the casino, made friends with all the other stores, all the other restaurants, all the other GMs, all the right people, you know. And because I'm such a huge fan of music and the Strokes are definitely one of my favorite bands of all time, I was able to speak to the guy who was in charge of events, or the guy who was like, he was also a new guy. I said, I know the Strokes are playing. I would love to meet, you know, Julian Casablancas, the front man of the Strokes. I'm the GM of Jason of Beverly Hills. I've developed a guitar string bracelet. I know the Strokes love lightning bolts. I know they like the color red, so I was thinking a red lightning bolt, red guitar string bracelet with white gold lightning bolts on either side that were diamond encrusted or without diamonds. And it would be great. We could give this to him, you know, or we could make one for each member of the band or whatever. And he's like, look, I don't even know you. I've just started this position. I said, and I won 11 comped tickets to the Strokes concert when they come into town. So he was like, listen, I don't know who you think you are, but I don't even know if I have the power or the authority to do that. I can't just bring the lead singer of a band to your store because you want me to. You know, I wouldn't sleep for days because my schedule was crazy. I had so much going on all at once. Also, you had New Year's coming up, the launch of a new store. So many things I can't even begin to start. You know, my place looked like a FedEx ship and pack store, and it was filled with bubble wrap everywhere, and just, it was a mess. I mean, I was living out of a suitcase, but it was really exciting, and I was really looking forward to this new opportunity. So anyway, like, I'm in a towel one morning, and I'm about to take a shower, and the guy David, he calls me from the events of Cosmopolitan, and he goes, you'll never guess who I have in your store right now. And I'm like, oh my God, don't tell me you have the lead singer of the Strokes. Please don't tell. I have the lead singer of the Strokes, Julian Casablancas. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a towel. I'm about to step in the shower. There is no way I can get there in time to open the safe, give him the guitar string bracelet. I haven't slept in days. I look like crap. I was like, there's no way this is gonna happen, you know. So he was like, come on, man. You said that you were, you know, you'd take care of this request. And I managed somehow to convince him to come back for it or whatever. But that was one of, you know, obviously that experience in itself was amazing. He didn't come through, but someone else I knew came through with 11 tickets for the Strokes concert, comped for me and my friends. And, you know, I had met Julian Casablancas at the Cosmopolitan Hotel while I was working. I introduced myself. You got to understand, the Strokes were a band that I loved so much that I'd seen them all over the world. I'd probably seen them perform 24 times, and I knew every word to every song. And for me to, like, be dealing with not just the event side of, you know, whatever, the best up-and-coming hotel in Las Vegas that everybody was talking about, but to be dealing with somebody that you like their music or you like what they do or whatever, that was such a big deal for me. And then I remember, like, right before the concert, the drummer Fabrizio Moretti, I ran into him. I was wearing my Ramon shirt, and, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm the GM of that store downstairs. And he's like, I know exactly who you are. Julian was talking about you. You're the one who came out with the idea of that bracelet with the lightning bolt. The guitarists use guitar straps that have the lightning bolt on it, which is kind of an ode to David Bowie. So, you know, we had a nice conversation. He was, like, really kind and humble. And he's like, are you coming to see us? I was like, yeah, me and 10 of my friends. He's like, that's great, man. And he's like, he gave me a hug. And, you know, it was just that sort of experience to me was something I'll never forget, because it's something I can't say that kind of thing happened to me every day. Definitely not. But when it did happen, and it does happen, it's kind of special and kind of great, because it happened when you least expected it. I just put it out there to the universe, and I didn't expect anything back. You have to act as if it's already happened, or you have to be detached from it and not think about it. Once you've put it out there, let it go, and see what happens. And that was exactly what I did. Now, listen, I'm not known for jewelry. I'm known for watches, but it's still very much part of the same industry. So yeah, that was something that till today, and that's, you know, we're going back 13 years, that was a phenomenal feeling and a great experience. And I've seen the Strokes since then a couple more times, and they're, you know, I haven't met them again, but I remember running into Julian more than once at the Cosmopolitan, and to the point where it's like, okay, I hope I don't have to see him one more time. Cause it's, after a while, you're just like, okay. Like, I've seen the guy I want to see. Like, I've seen him 5 times now. I'm going to see him perform. Like, you realize that they're just people. So, and it humanizes the experience even more when you can deal with them for something they want. But I knew they would like the guitar string bracelet. I knew they would like the concept. And I don't know if Jason still sells those today, but for a minute they had their day in the sun, and you know, I had a little something to do with it, at least at the Las Vegas store. But yeah, just a fun story I wanted to share with you. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at amitdevahana@gmail.com or visit my website at www.amitdevahana.com. Rock on, fly back, and stay healthy.